Mobile.
Young man, KM4 and AP.
Hey, good morning. You must be getting done early.
3/4 of the way done.
I hear you this early in the morning.
A few minutes early, so that sort of gave me an edge this morning.
Must have got on to him pretty bad.
Not the driver, it's the place that prints the papers. They're the one that's dragging it.
Must be unreliable equipment then, right?
It's supposed to be state of the art piece of equipment. Goes in on one end as paper, and by the time it comes out the other end, it's printed, cut, folded, banded, and wrapped on a platform. So, I don't know.
That modern technology isn't what it's all cracked up to be.
They took on 5 more papers to print, and I think that's what it is. Because, see, they're supposed to have ours loaded and ready to go at 7:30. All he's got to do is show up at 7:30, drop an empty trailer, and then just move over one space and pick up the full one and leave out.
Need another printing machine.
I heard, but they're talking about bringing it closer to us now, so I don't know. Talking about bringing it closer, moving again, so just have to sit back and watch and see what happens.
Good morning, KK4 POT.
Good morning, Tim, KN4 TFW.
Ken, we got a new guy in here this morning?
I believe so.
Oh, I'm here. Can't complain. How about yourself? And how's them boys?
Well, yep, doing well. They got some chickens this weekend, so they're enjoying that.
No, they're the kind that's going to be laying y'all some eggs.
Two of us. That's what I'm hoping for. About, maybe about 10 weeks old. So they still got a little bit to go before they start laying.
About another 6 weeks yet.
One of them might be a rooster after all. Jesse called me yesterday, said, and he was just laughing and laughing and laughing when he called me, and he said, I think we got a rooster. He said he's out there trying to crow, but he can't quite get it right.
I'm going to sound like he got laryngitis.
This thing in the traffic seems a little bit heavier this morning for some reason.
Thing over here.
Anybody get caught in that storm yesterday afternoon?
Nothing my way.
Man, I left work, got up to right there at 385, 85 interchange, and the bottom fell out. In about, I don't know, 3:15, something like that.
Must have just missed it, because I was right there probably between 3:30 and 4 when I was over there yesterday. I mean, it was sunny. And I noticed that there was a ton of water on the side of the road. That wasn't on the road, but it was on the side of the road, and I was wondering what in the world that was about. But, I mean, it must have just blew right on through, and then once I got there, it's all gone.
Going sideways. It was really bad there for a little while. When I got here to Taylor's at the bottom of the hill, it quit.
What?
Coffee.
Me.
Whole pot here in just a minute.
Buy a new coffee pot. Took me about 4 days to find one, and the one I bought is a 45 cupper.
I'm gonna be able to sleep in the afternoons.
Half a pot, and then when All the kids are over, and we have a wing ding. We'll fill it up and make a full pot.
That's on that little pistol the boy's got you. It looks like almost like snake skin, doesn't it?
I looked at it three or four times, and I said, that's rattlesnake, but it's called coral something or other. It's called coral rattlesnake. Yep. Order me a magnum cylinder for it. Probably get me one that, you get a little fancy, get me one that's engraved.
I'm with conversion cylinders.
You can, it's either 22 long or 22 magnum. Let's get together and go to this firing range over here. The new one next to the house, and give it a whirl. KM4 and AP Friday.
KM4 TFW, is it like an outdoor DNR range or it's an indoor one? This weekend when we went down to see the kids and everything.
How did you get?
Well, about 20. And that, a little better than that out on the highway. It's got a 8-speed automatic.
Could be getting a lot more than that out on the road because my truck got 5-speed and on the interstate I get 32.
Probably mid-20s, but I don't know that. It's got a 3.6 in it, but I guess maybe because of the four-wheel drive or something, it kind of slows it up.
Four-wheel drive is probably the reason that you're not getting too much more.
She's loving it. She's enjoying that top. She's had the top off more times in this Jeep since she's had it than she did the whole time in the other Jeep.
It just means you done good. You made her happy, so you shouldn't get in too much trouble.
Yeah, because it just slides back, and so it makes it real convenient.
What color did you get? I don't remember right off.
A new blue-green color that they got.
I know I've seen a couple of most dealer over here. It seems like he prefers red and white. He doesn't have too many other colors.
Green was the color for 2020, but they discontinued it for 21, so she was really liking that color. You don't see a bunch of them out there, so I haven't seen another one exactly like her Jeep. after my condition. It's got the big old star on the front hood.
Well, I play G.I. Jane now, is she?
Well, she's subject at any time.
Go over on the firing range and see how good a shot she is.
Especially if she's using that 1911.
I'll get together and just make a day of it.
Been shooting last 2 weekends, we shot some.
My old flintlock rifle from my grandboy, and did you try a round or two in it?
Got 50. I bet it's been 7 or 8 years now.
Get her out and blow the dust out of her.
You know, inline ones, but it's got a wood stock on it. Those are hard to come by.
Those inlines got the old synthetic stock, KM4 and AP for ID. I prefer the old regular old flintlocks. I mean, it's like just the old original. On the line of the Hawkins rifle. Huggers are out now.
Time of year, although I haven't seen any in a good little while downtown anyway.
Today, coming out in the neighborhoods, some of them are running the four-lane 93. There ain't not a lot of traffic this time of morning, so they pretty much have run of the road.
If they pay attention to the rules of the road and got some kind of flashing light on them or something, know where you can see them, but they ain't too bad.
Well, it's got stuff all lit up, but not many of them. Got my curiosity up. This big old box truck just went down into one of my neighborhoods where I'm working. I've never seen that truck down in here before.
Lost.
That's a possibility. Losing motorcycles around here. If I was still working, he'd have done got the Kmart special. Yeah, he's just in the neighborhood where he don't belong. Or at least I've never seen him off in here, and I go on every one of these streets. But with the way they're losing motorcycles, and they're having to use a big old box truck to get two and three at a time. Yeah, he would have got stopped. What's it looking like today for you? Or do you have any idea yet?
Yeah, yet. I know we got a new machine coming in next week, so I've been kind of setting up the information about it and everything, getting it all in the computer. And then, so I've been kind of concentrating on that. And that, but I sent you a text here a minute ago.
Beeps in my ear.
Get it later.
More customers and I'll be done.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the parking lot overlooking the parking lot, just waiting on it to get close to time to go in.
I have one unhappy customer. They shorted me one paper on my Wall Street.
They're getting to Wall Street, they're going to be unhappy for sure.
Happy Friday. At least this is not as expensive as the New York Times that I've been told.
Doing that other than the stock market or something, getting those papers.
Saying they have other articles and stuff in it. I know they talk about a lot about it lambasting the president because they don't like him.
Yeah, because they can't control him.
Right. I'm done and done.
Off KN4 TFW.
Negative. I got about, I guess it takes me about 7 minutes to get to the house from where I'm at.
The dog will be good. Glad to see you.
Nope, don't bite me because she knows pretty much what time I come in.
There's a stranger getting there a little early.
She's been under the bed a lot here lately. Since I got out of the hospital and stuff, she stayed right up under the bed on my side. That's where she sleeps now. And when I get up, she comes out. We go through the house, do whatever we need to do, and if I go lay back down, she goes and lays back down.
Yeah, she's just keeping watch out over you.
Where she got it, but if she gets out of my sight and she comes back in it, and I'm not looking at her or say something to her, she'll come over and nudge me.
Yeah, sometimes. She's been being a scaredy cat right now with all the thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the earthquake didn't help her none the other day.
Never felt it. Didn't even know we had one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little after 8 on Sunday, and Susan's got this little picture frame. It's like a tree, and it's got all the grandkids' pictures on it, and all the pictures started shaking, and I looked outside. I saw the bird feeders were swinging and that, and so, yeah, she said, that's an earthquake.
8 o'clock Sunday morning, I was sitting there at the radio. Never felt a thing.
For as far away as it was all the way up there, North Carolina, Virginia line.
So we don't need to have any of those around here, especially with Joe Cassidy Dam and Kiwi Dam.
Getting there, it'd definitely be some damage for sure.
Joe Cassidy would break, Kiwi to break. My house, they said, would be permanently under 300 feet of water.
On a hill?
Pretty. Because it would go right into Lake Harville and that would get to add water to it. And they said it wouldn't stop until it hit the Santee River.
Wasn't on the news here a month or so back when those dams broke up there in Michigan. It didn't take no time for those lakes to drain out. They weren't very big, though.
Years ago, when I went on police force, Duke Power was getting cranked up good. That's some of the information they passed on to us. It would make one humongous lake from here all the way down.
Have a boat at your house, right?
Yeah, a boat. I don't think I'd want to try and ride that water out in on a kayak.
It'd take forever for the water level to get back down.
Said the water level would never go down.
It would have went at least back down to full pool at Hartwell level, eventually.
I'm just going by what they told us. Of course, you've got to add in all the lakes that are between here and Santee. Next day, Friday. That lake is just nice and smooth this morning. It looks good, but I just have no desire to be on it.
It's all nice and smooth and that. It's probably nice early in the mornings there and that, but if by afternoon everybody gets out there and on the weekend, I sure don't want to be out there. KN4TFW.
Prefer to be back up in the mountains with the birds.
On that one, I was putting up my little window shade to keep it a little bit cooler here in the truck. But I'm about ready to head on in that way, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the radio. And if not, maybe, well, you said you'd be late in the morning. So you have a good one, and I'll catch you later, KN4TFW.
You have a good one, and don't work too hard. And hopefully we'll catch you this afternoon. So Have a good one. 732 Camp 4 NAP, clear.